welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, your church has been taken over by the spirit of Jezebel, possessed by the great Babylonian whore who comes out of the sea. Yes, I'm here to tell you that your church has been possessed by the spirit of Jezebel. Now let me tell you a little bit about the spirit of Jezebel. Normally, Jezebel is a woman. Normally, Jezebel is a woman, and she's a very controlling woman. And she's a whore. What the Bible says that she's a whore, and her whole goal is, the Bible says that Satan acts in secret. And we're going to see, when you look into the Bible, when you go to Revelation chapter 17, you'll see that there's Babylon, the prostitute of the beast, and she sits on the seven, one of the seven angels, who had seven bowls, came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute." So we know that Jezebel is a prostitute. She whores herself around. See, a lot of men, your wives, are Jezebel whores. And they're fat Jezebel whores, okay? And Jezebel can be very attractive. She doesn't have to be overweight. She can be very, very attractive. So here's this woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and seven horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittery with gold, precious stones, and pearls. And she held this golden cup in her hand, filled with an abominable things and the filth of all of her adulteries. And the name was written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and the abomination of the earth. Now Babylon, some people say that America was the great Babylon, that all the merchants watched her burn down from the sea. And we have the Statue of Liberty, which is a woman. But I'm here to tell you that in the Bible, there were seven characteristics of the church. And if you turn with me to Revelation chapter 2, verse 18 and 19, you're going to see there was a church of Thyatira who loved the Lord with all, who did great service for the Lord. This was the church. And we know what the Bible says. The Bible says in Colossians 1:18 that Jesus is the head of the church. And so most churches in America fall under the church of Thyatira. These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire and whose feet are like burnishing bronze. I know your deeds, your love and your faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. I know that you have love, says the Lord. I know that you're doing great works, says the Lord, but you tolerate one thing. Nevertheless, I have one thing against you. You tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads many servants into sexual morality and the eating of food sacrifices to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on the bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds. And I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets. Now we're going to stop right here. I'm going to elaborate on what the Bible talks about. Satan's so-called deep secrets from the spirit of Jezebel hiding in your church. This is a woman, and she's a very evil woman, and she's a very controlling woman. And we see this when we go to 1 Kings, when Ahab wanted Naboth's vineyard, 1 Kings chapter 21. Ahab, who is the king, he could have had any vineyard, but he wanted Naboth's vineyard. And he went to Naboth, and he said, "Naboth, give me your vineyard." He says, "I can give you any other vineyard. I want this vineyard close to my palace." And of course, Naboth says, "No, this vineyard's been in my family for many generations, and I'm not giving it up. I'm not giving it up to you." And so he goes and he weeps because he really wants the vineyard, even though he's the king of Israel at that time. He lives in a palace. He's in charge of many armies, and so he wanted Naboth's vineyard. So his wife Jezebel, what does she do? Well, she writes letters on behalf of the king. She decrees a law that says now that he disrespected the God and the king. And what did they do to Naboth? Well, they stone him to death. This is the spirit that I'm talking about, the spirit of Jezebel. She's controlling the churches across America, and she is on television, and she is brainwashing and possessing women all across America. Women are being possessed by the spirit of Jezebel. This spirit comes from the great Babylonian whore who comes up out of the sea. So Satan's so-called deep secrets. This was the church at that time. They let the women run the church. It was a controlling woman who would whore herself. Now, you know, prostitutes are just not on the streets of Las Vegas. We got corporate prostitutes. We got prostitutes on all institutions. And yes, prostitutes are in the church. They're a bunch of whores. And they're controlling. And they want to control your children. They want to control your children. They want to control the church. And I'm telling you, today in America, we don't have preachers preaching against this spirit, which is very biblical. So what is the depths of Satan we're talking about? Satan's so-called deep secrets. This deep art and design of Satan. Deep things of those that are hidden from views. Things are happening in secret in the church. Money is being stolen in the church. People are being robbed in the church. Old women, Social Security, and old men's Social Security funds are being sucked out in the church. And who is behind this? Yes, Satan, the deep secrets of Satan, and they do things. You want to know that Satan is not in the bars. Satan is in the church. Yes, Satan is not in the bars. Satan is in the church. And I'm here to tell you, the church has become a gateway to hell. And it's opening up where they come and suck your soul, suck your life, and suck your money. And Satan's demons are on the pulpit and blocking you from even seeing Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, this church, the Thyatira, they tolerated Jezebel, the evil woman who allows even witches in their church. Yes, there's witchcraft in the church. The church has become evil, and the church has been taken over by Jezebel. Not only that, our televisions, some of these programs called The View, with all these evil women, Jezebel women, are now, and women are getting possessed, and they no longer stay married to their husbands. And this kind of woman now is running our political governments, and I'm here to tell you, we're being taken over by the Babylonian whore, and I'm here to tell you that the church has been taken over by Jezebel. And which have not known the depths of Satan, the deep arts and designs of Satan, deep things are those that are hidden from view, as of things which are far underground, and hence the word is used to denote mysteries or profound designs or purposes. I went into this one church one time, and this guy was looking for a pastor. So I said, all right, I'm going to give him my card. And I went in the back room, and there he was with a whole wad of cash in his hand, just counting the money. Right, and I mean, it wasn't even 5 minutes. He was counting the money that he got from the church members. Not only that, the church is playing with your emotions to suck your money out, not telling you the truth, not telling you the root cause, not telling the church has been taken over by Satan. Oh, come on, somebody. And now they tolerate the woman Jezebel, who now controls and possesses the women in the congregation. The women in the congregation are being possessed by Jezebel. You want to know the first sign of women being possessed? Well, they lose their femininity, then they start to cut their hair short. I'm here to tell you today that we are in some deep trouble in America, and I'm here to tell you today that women are no longer women. Men are acting no longer like men. And I'm here to tell you that Satan is doing a very good job in destroying the churches of America. These deep secrets, Satan's so-called deep secrets, it's in Revelation chapter 2, verse 24, Satan's so-called deep secrets, they're underground. That means Jezebel, she stood behind King Ahab, and she did things underground in secret that caused the life of Naboth to take the vineyard, and later God's justice would and judgment would be upon Ahab and Jezebel, with dogs would eat their flesh. I'm here to tell you that God's judgment and justice will be on Jezebel. He will raise up prophets like Jehu, and they will, these Jezebel women, justice will be upon them as dogs will eat their flesh. But the illusion here is not that any trials or suffering that Satan might bring upon anyone or to anyone temptation in which he might be the author, but to his profound art, to inculcating error and leading men astray. Yes, Jezebel likes to lead men astray. Why? They're very seductive sexually. She's a whore. And yes, she is in the church and she is running the church. And the great Babylonian whore who comes out of the sea are now possessing these women. There are doctrines of error and arguments of sin to originate which seems to lie beyond the power of men and which would appear almost to have exhausted the talent of Satan himself. They evince such a profound knowledge of man, of the divine government, of the course of the events on earth, and of what our race needs. Now listen, I want to tell you something right now. This woman has power. And she destroys the prophets of God. And she comes, she is very evil, and she controls the church. Yes. And the Bible says that she tolerates, that the church now tolerates the woman Jezebel. How many of you know today that America is controlled by evil Jezebel women? I have seen the evil rise, and it's being possessed. And this great Babylonian whore who controls the nations are now controlling the women. We know that Satan went to the woman first. It's the women that are controlling the men. It's the women that are possessing the men. They're like black widow spiders. They first mate with the men and then they eat the man. This great Babylonian whore has now controlled the evil churches and are controlling the women all across America. Women are not being taught to be women, but they're taught to be Jezebels. So what happened in Naboth's vineyard? Well, we have here a woman called Jezebel. Naboth was just a simple man. He was a farmer that loved his vineyard. But it wasn't enough for Ahab and Jezebel, was it? They had the palace. They had it all. But they didn't stop until they got Naboth's vineyard. They had everything. They had the nice home. They had power over the military. No. This lowly guy who just wanted to take care of his vineyard, they wanted to kill him too. You see, this is the greed. This is the jealousy, this is evil under the sun, and what is happening in America, a lot of wealthy people, they're not happy until they destroy everything around them. People are able to do that. Rich people, they have so much money, they're not happy until they destroy everything around them. They're going down. They want to take the country down with them. They want to take people down. They want to take the economy down. And yes, this is who Jezebel is. She ain't happy until she takes the innocence, until she takes something good. That's what her goal is. So, you as a family, you go to church, you're good, you're pure. Jezebel's on the pulpit ready to take your innocence. She wants to take your wife. And I said, hey, man, my wife used to love me until I went to church. And then the evil women of the church pulled her away. Then she started watching The View on television. Then she started cutting her hair short. Oh, my gosh. And then she said, I am going to leave. This is the demon. This is the spirit of Jezebel. No longer are they a Proverbs 31 woman that honor their husbands and lift up their husbands. These women that are in the United States of America are about power and control. And yes, as you see, these women are very capable of committing indecent acts and even criminal acts against their husbands. Oh my gosh, I'm here to tell you that America has been taken over by the great Babylonian whore, and the spirit of Jezebel is now in our local churches. So Naamath, a Jezreelite, did not sell the vineyard and did not take another vineyard in the place of that vineyard. The king started to cry because he just wanted what was Naamath's, even though he had other vineyards. You see the selfishness? You see the jealousy? And so Jezebel, his wife, says, is this how you act as king over Israel? Get up and eat. Cheer up. I'll get you the vineyard of Naamath, the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's names, placed his seal on them, and sent them to the elders and nobles who lived in Naamath's city with him. In those letters she wrote, proclaim a day of fasting and seat Naamath in the prominent place among the people. But seat two scoundrels opposite him and have them bring charges that he has cursed both God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death. Yes, so she created this law. And where Naamath disrespected the God and king because he wanted his own vineyard, and they stoned him to death. Remember, it was the elders and the nobles. It was those in the high positions. It was those that wanted to kill Naamath. Even though all he wanted to do was keep the vineyard. Even though all he wanted to do was keep his land, his family inheritance, they killed him. Yes, this kind of evil is in our church today. Yes, this kind of Jezebel women are in our church today. Preachers will not preach against it because they want money. This is evil under the sun, and I'm pretty sure this kind of woman is in the public schools. She is in the hospitals right now. Yes. I want to tell you a story about a nurse. She would move around at night. She would move around at night in the hospital, and she would kill patients. This is the spirit of Jezebel. She is wicked. She controls in secret. And she likes to cast spells in the church. Yes. How many of you know this same woman now is in the news stations? She calls herself a goddess, and she devours and controls men, and she is presenting news to you. She's controlling what she wants to tell you, and she's not telling you. What about The View? How many of you guys watch The View, or you've heard of The View? The women on The View, Jezebels. Jezebels. Now, the spirit of these women are possessing younger women. The spirit of these women are possessing younger women. Jezebel women. Controlling women. Evil women. They're in our cartoons. Will you watch The Charmers and all that? This is satanic. This is evil. This is the prostitute. This is the great Babylonian whore who comes out of the sea. This is Jezebel who's taken over the church at Thyatira. This is Jezebel who kills Naamath and takes over his vineyard. Yes, and Jezebel also. Oh, come on, somebody, in the Bible. Jezebel, when you go to Matthew 14, we know that Jezebel beheaded. She was responsible of convincing King Herod to behead John the Baptist. She said, give me the head of the Baptists. It was the woman's influence. It was the evil woman's influence. Our women in America has been taken over by Jezebel, and she is influencing younger women. And I'm here to tell you today, women are not acting like a Proverbs 31 godly woman. They are evil, they are controlling, and they are doing things in secret in the church to destroy the church. And I'm here to tell you today, men, unless you stand up and be men and stand up and fight for Jesus Christ, this woman's going to take you over. I'm here to tell you today that what's happening in the church is so evil. The church has been taken over by the spirit of Jezebel, possessed by the great Babylonian whore who comes out of the sea. Yes, the church has been taken over by the Babylonian whore who comes out of the sea. So why don't preachers preach about the woman Jezebel anymore? Well, it's very simple, because their wives are Jezebel, controlling the church. It's not good for business to preach about Jezebel in the church. Yeah, she will destroy the pastor. She will destroy your church. She will destroy your family. She will destroy your children. Jezebel is a spirit that has taken over the United States of America. Oh, come on. Where did all the beautiful women go? Jezebel took them. Where was all the nice women? Jezebel took them. Where is the faithful women? Jezebel took them. Satan is crafty. He knows exactly what he's doing when he went to Eve. I'm here to tell you today, Babylon, America, has become the great prostitute, the great Babylonian whore. She is running our public schools. She is teaching our children. She is in the government. She is in the church. She is the great mother of prostitutes and the abomination of the earth. The Bible says that I saw the woman that was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony of Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished, the Bible says. Then the angel said to me, why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mysteries of the woman and the beast she rides, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast which you saw once was, not is not, and yet will come up out of the abyss and go to its destruction. The inhabitants of the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world will be astonished when they see the beast, because it once was, now is not, and yet will come. Yes, the great Babylonian whore who comes up out of the sea has now possessed your church with the spirit of Jezebel. See, Jezebel was a woman who was possessed by the great Babylonian whore. And of course, the woman who had great influence, I want the head of the Baptist, she said. She was a beautiful woman. Now, Jezebel could also be a very beautiful woman. She's not necessarily a fat woman, but she's a beautiful woman too. And she said, give me the head of the Baptist. The kind of influence, the kind of a power that controls nations. You remember, she controls a whole nation. America's being controlled by her right now. And of course, yes, on Easter we worship her with eggs and bunnies, just like the Playboy bunny. Yes, I'm here to tell you today that your church has been taken over by the spirit of Jezebel. And you got these Satan has these so-called deep secrets. These designs of Satan that are hidden from the view that they're in the church. And they are going after your soul. They are going after your family. This is satanic. This is evil. And it's happening right in your community. It's happening right now in your church. Yes. You know, Satan's very nice. Satan smiles at you. Satan even acts like he cares. But I'm here to tell you that Satan and the great Jezebel whore is on the pulpit of your church, sucking the soul out of you. And this is why we need Jesus back in the church. So yes, I'm pretty sure you guys have watched The View on TV, and I'm pretty sure you've seen these women as news anchors. And I'm pretty sure that you have friends where their wives are Jezebels, and you can't go out with your buddies because the wives won't let you. That's a Jezebel whore. She won't let her husband go out with you and have fun. Now, yes, we have Jezebel controlling our military today. I mean, these women, they get promoted, and they're whores. They're Jezebels. And schools and churches, I mean, it's sick, guys, and it's real. It's real, and it's sick. So, they're big, fat Jezebel whores with big, fat ass controlling the United States of America, and this is why, yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. But you know that Jezebel's controlling the church because it's cold. Cold as ice. It's cold as ice. The church has become cold as ice. It's unfriendly anymore. They won't talk to you unless you go to their control pit. Unfriendly. Very controlling. That's the sickness. Sick. And you can laugh at me all you want. But when judgment comes upon your church, remember, I warned you. You can laugh at me all you want, but it's a sick institution today. It has become sick, controlled by Jezebel, and I'm here to tell you that you tolerate the spirit of Jezebel in your church. And you can laugh and not do a darn thing about it, and watch what God does. I have seen it. Babylon the Great, the mother of all prostitutes and the abomination of the earth, has now possessed the women of your church. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the head of your church. And this is what He has against your church. Just go ahead and read Revelation 17. This is what He has against your church. Yes. Revelation chapter 2, the church, Thyatira, this is what He has against your church. I know your deeds, your love and your faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you. I know that you're doing good. I know you're really trying. But nevertheless, this is what I have against you. You tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads the servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrifices to idols. Yes, this is the great evil. This is what's happening in America. And I'm here to tell you today, we have to bring Jesus. And all you pastors out there that's listening to this now, I'm here to tell you, if you don't start confronting this in your church, you will be held accountable. If you do not stand up to this evil, you will start to be held accountable. Let me also tell you, in 2018 is the time that you're either going to sign on to Jesus or sign on to Satan. This will be your time to sign on to Jesus or to sign on to Satan. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of you guys have already sold your soul to Satan, and there's no turning back. You did it for a little extra money, and there's no turning back, man. I'm telling you, you're going to hell. And some of you now, you're at a crossroads, and you say, God, Lord, do I have to sell my soul to Satan? Do I have to put up with this? No. Do I have to put up with these threats? No. These thugs that are controlling the church and the community, do I have to put up with it? No, they're thugs. But this is the time that you will decide, will you sign your soul to Satan or sign to Jesus? You will write your ticket. You will sign on the dotted line, hell, very soon. Very, very soon. Some of you have already signed on to hell. I'm here to tell you, confront this evil so God can bless America, so God can bless the women of America. God can bless your daughters of America. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.